Welcome to the Arts and Antiques Radio Show with appraiser and art aficionado, Dr. Elizabeth Stewart.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Meet the prime movers of the Santa Barbara art scene and hear the tales of art, books, music, and experiences of great value. There's no place like Santa Barbara for the arts, where beauty works and thrives. What's valuable to you?
There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. It's your chantress of everything valuable and beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart. And, you know, Richard's just kind of sitting behind the board watching, and because he's so used to this. I have a cast of a wonderful show at the Ojai Art Center Theater, Mamma Mia. The cast is here. I wish you guys could see, but of course it's radio and you can't. But they've got their musical instrument. They've ready to sing for us a couple of songs from the show. But before we do, Sit down, Kes, for 1 minute, because I want to introduce you guys and brag on you a little bit before we launch in. They brought some wonderful songs from Mamma Mia. Of course, it's ABBA. Want to start with Assunta Fleming is here, and Assunta, I mean, her bio is just incredible. She's an actress, singer, dancer, vocal teacher, etc. I mean, one of the things that jumped out at me from the page, she was a vocal coach. Oh, no, not a vocal coach, but she worked with Burt Reynolds and a couple of other fantastic big. I mean, working with Burt Reynolds, was he like? You're so little. Is he as big as they say he is? Is he?
Well, everyone's taller than me.
Everybody
yes.
in the, yes.
But Burt is, he was amazing. So arresting. You can't take your eyes. He's mesmerizing. And lovely man. A terrific director. It was really a thrill to get to know Burt. And I worked with him not only on stage, but also in his television show, B.L. Stryker.
Really?
Yeah. He, gorgeous man. And a beautiful heart.
Yep.
In all ways. Absolutely. And his friends. He had such a tremendous community of friends of stars that you would know, like Charles Durning and, well, of course, and even Julie Harris, who I got to work with and understudy, and she's just amazing. And Charles Nelson Reilly, who was also my master teacher and director, and he was actually an opera impresario that people don't really realize.
Yeah, I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And he had that cultural sort of snobbism that he made into a character many times.
Yes, absolutely. But he was just riveting. Just these are pretty dramatically amazing people, I was fortunate to know.
What a life. She's a lead performer for Walt Disney Entertainment, and she worked with the Travel Channel. She was the first host. And she told me as we were sitting in the green room, I've had a radio show myself. It was a hit radio show called Girl Talk. And then her roles go on and on and on. But, of course, you know, we can talk a little bit about that as the show goes on. But, you know, what I'm interested to know is, you know, this is Mamma Mia. And if anybody's seen the production, you know, the women are moms. I mean, that's Mamma Mia, or grandmoms in some cases. And I know Assunta has a 20-year-old daughter.
Yes, exactly like my character in the
like
show.
Like your character.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about her. She's Olivia, right?
Yes. Yes, she's a pretty marvelous young woman. She's actually on her own right now in Nashville, and she's been premiering music all over Nashville. She got signed right away with the division of Sony Records, which is pretty remarkable within 4 months, hit the ground running. And she is creating all sorts of music, country music, but also right now dance techno. She's across the board. She's a really good writer. She was writing for BMG, and I'm very proud of her. She's a good marketing girl, too.
So she's you raised her in Ojai.
Yes.
And then she opened for the Marshall Tucker Band and performed at Whiskey Go Go. Wow, all kinds of cool stuff that
yes.
she's doing.
And she was playing originally with an international blues artist from Armenia. She has a song that's in Armenia that's actually plays through the Middle East that was a top song that she wrote.
Is that a heritage in your family?
No, not at all. It was just that I met this beautiful casting director from Armenia, and then she introduced me to this blues artist who then he and Olivia started to write together. And so, but Olivia has, she's just got a real affinity for anything, and she's a terrific writer. So she wrote wrote this song that was for the 100-year anniversary of genocide in Armenia. Oh. Extremely touching. And we have no Armenian background in it. So I was, it was pretty remarkable.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you've got a little touchstone in the show with his daughter. Were
absolutely.
You, just very quickly, were you, I couch this in my own personal life. So, you know, I'm very interested in the arts, and I was in ballet and have a, you know, many years of experience in dance and this sort of thing.
You look like a ballerina.
Oh, thank you. My son is a math and physics and straight line empirical scientist sort of thing, and he's got that touch, but he does have a visual imagination. I'm very grateful for that. But if he would have said to me, you know, Mom, I want to go into dance, I would have said, really? I mean, it's a hard life.
It is a hard life.
So how did you feel when Olivia decided to go into the profession?
Well, my daughter was a ballerina, too. Mm. She studied in Chiketi and then the Vaganova method. And then she went and worked for a year with the Boston Ballet. And they wanted her year-round. And then she wanted to come back to Ojai. Then she went on to work with the Joffrey in New York and performed even on a Broadway stage. So it was pretty wonderful. But I know that dance is very short-lived. And I told her that. However, I've been dancing my whole life. It goes with you. And in musical theater, I'm dancing more now, you know, the older I get.
That's so fantastic.
Yeah, so it you
so you were okay with her going into theatrical world?
Yes, absolutely, especially because she has a real business mind about it too.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And also we'd like to introduce Diane Miller, who plays Rosie Mulligan.
Hello.
And there's Diane.
Good morning.
And with that wonderful voice. Mm. And Diane has this is just great. The Diane Miller Band. And this is so cool. She's a rock band with her husband, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen her if you have lived in Ojai. How did you get, I mean, how did this happen? How did you start a rock band?
Well, I've been singing rock bands for about 20 years. My husband, I fell in love with him because I saw him playing keyboard. And I thought, ooh, okay, that guy plays piano.
It's I a need go. A pianist.
Yes. Yeah. So we've always loved music. We love adventure. We've had many adventures together, including sailing to Mexico on a sailboat.
How long married? How long married?
31 years.
Oh, that's amazing.
Just in June.
And you still talk like you love him.
I do. And he and I have been in many bands together. And it's a great way to go because if you forget something, you just look at him and he helps me out. But we enjoy playing music together. We write music together. We have a little studio in our garage called the Garage Mahal, a majestic area. And we just enjoy doing music, but I've always wanted to be in a musical. This is my very first musical.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. But I, too, love to dance. In fact, I started falling in love with dance as a singer and realized that, oh, dance is wonderful as well. So I get to dance as well. And it's been just a joyous and wonderful experience, especially working with people like Asunta and Smitty, who are so talented and support me in learning the ropes. And it's been just a wonderful adventure.
So this is your first musical, though for 20 years you've been on stage
yes,
with your band.
I've been on stage a lot, but never in a musical. Different set of talent.
What does your husband think about it?
He has been very supportive.
Yeah.
He's been home alone a lot because my son Hayden, who's also a vocal student of Asunta.
And he's is fabulous.
Oh, Hayden studies with Asunta.
Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful voice.
Yeah, he is really talented. He's in the play, so my husband's home alone, and he decided to remedy that by buying yet another guitar. And so he bought another guitar, and he's been occupying himself by writing music. And when I come home from rehearsal, he'll say, look, I created this. And so we'll just keep playing music together in a different way.
That's fantastic.
Yes, and is. Diane is terrific in the show. Have to see her. It's just
and this is your first, yeah.
Yes, I enjoy it so much, and it's been just such a joy and a dream come true for me.
That's fantastic. And so Richard's giving me a sign. I want to introduce Smitty before we go to quick break. So Smitty is the vocal director for, you know, this wonderful Mamma Mia production at the Ojai Arts Center Theater. What I found interesting, so he's an Ojai living treasure, really, truly, because you get that accolade if you do some wonderful things for Ojai. And over the years, he's done some wonderful things. He's co-founder of the Ojai Youth Opera, Ojai Music Festival, vice president director, founder of Ojai Songwriters Anonymous, etc. And then he's worked with students all over this area Thatcher School included, et cetera. But what really interested me is he and his wife, is how do you pronounce your wife's name?
Yulia.
Or
Julia.
Okay. They are known for their Leonard Cohen tribute.
Yeah, we do Smitty and Julia is the name of our band. And similarly to Diane, this is my first acting, singing stage since high school. Although because I'm a musician and a performer, I'm on stage a lot too. But
this is your first musical.
Smitty and Julia have performed here at Soho multiple times, our Leonard Cohen show, and we also have an ABBA tribute band called Abba Dabba Doo. So I accepted the role as a vocal director for this because I loved the music so much. But then the director Tracy, we were a little wanting for the men roles after auditions, and she talked me into being Bill for the play. So here
and
I am.
You're enjoying it? You're enjoying it?
It's a thrill. Yeah. I've worked as a musician in the pit and as a music director for lots of shows.
Yes.
So I see how much fun it is. So I already knew how much fun it would be because it is. It's tough for a musician to break away and do a musical because it requires you giving up 3 months of your life.
Yeah, I imagine. It's been 3 months in the making this show. Is that right?
Yeah,
3 months?
Like any musical. And then it's gone.
And then it's gone.
Yeah.
So Richard's giving us a sign we're going to go to quick break. And, you know, the reason that we're not going to be doing any music per se that's any fantastic bits in between our segments is we got a surprise for you when you come back. We're going to have some live music here with the cast that you just met. And what do you think, Smitty? What shall we do when we come back? Is there...
Oh.
Which of the three did you...
I'm dreaming about having a dream.
Okay. So maybe when we get back, Smitty will introduce the song and we'll have the cast do a little bit from Mamma Mia. And just a shout out, June 14th to July 14th at the Ojai Art Center Theater. Don't turn the dial, be back in a minute. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart, and I've got this great good fortune to have this talented cast. Mamma Mia is playing at the Ojai Center Art Center Theater, June 14th to July 14th, and we've got part of the cast here. We've got Smitty West is here. We've got Diane Miller is here, and Assunta Fleming, part of the cast of Mamma Mia, and they were kind enough to bring along a keyboard, and we're going to hear... I Have a Dream. Smitty, tell us where it happens in the show.
Well, this is sort of the bookend for the show because at the beginning, the young woman, Sophia, I'm Sophie, who is Donna's daughter. Is dreaming about what's about to come. And then at the very end of the show, it closes too. So we're going to have Assunta sing this, though.
Okay.
A dream, a song to sing, to help me cope with anything. If you see the wonder of a fairy tale, you can take the future, even if you fail. I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I believe in angels, when I know the time is right for me, I'll cross the stream. I have a dream. I have a dream, a fantasy to help me through reality. imagination makes it worth the while. Pushing through the darkness, still another mile. I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I believe in angels, when I know the time is right for me, I'll cross the stream. I have a dream, I'll cross the stream.
All right, so that was the cast of Mamma Mia performing at the Ojai Arts Center Theater. We have with us Assunta Fleming. She was doing the main role in that beautiful song, I Have a Dream. You heard Diane Miller, who plays Rosie. And Smitty West, who was on the keyboard, plays Bill Austin in the beautiful show. And so maybe let's do this. Let's go to quick break, and then I want to talk a little bit about how the show feels to people that are of, you know, our age, how it feels. And I know it's written as Mamma Mia, but how that is. I mean, the way your press agent kind of pitched it to me was, you'll love this because it's some amazing, talented women of a certain age. So women of 50 years old. So this is very cool that we have. And Smitty, how old are you?
I'm a little bit past that.
Okay. So that's really cool because, you know, that's where theater needs to be, in my opinion. Let's turn that dial in. We'll be back in a minute. The cast of Mamma Mia. We'll talk a little bit about personal life and how it mixes with the show when we get back with the cast. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. Great good fortune to have the cast of Mamma Mia, the performance at Ojai Arts Center Theater, June 14th to July 14th. And Assunta, I wonder if you tell us a little bit about, I put the bug into the ear that I'd like to hear from people over 50 who are in the show, who are in the cast in our studio today. But Assunta said it's really not about that age group, our age group, it's something else. Assunta, will you tell us what you said?
Well, what Mamma Mia is known for, I mean, 60 million people have seen this show. It's grossed over $2 billion since its debut. And people are still going to see it. It's still playing in the West End. And what I think is so amazing about the show, what it's known for, is that every person of any age can go to Mamma Mia and see themselves in the show. Everyone relates to Mamma Mia. You have young love. You have older love. You have love that's being found again. So it gives the older generation the right, which I think is important in musical theater and theater especially, to see a future for themselves and that they're still very vital and their thoughts and emotions and that they relate to everyone else. It's like a fabric, a quilt work of people and emotions.
And Diane, you were saying that the cast is very lively and they were sort of coming together.
They're so much fun. They'll burst out in song. In fact, we were leaving the theater the other night and they all started singing Lean on Me, and we all just joined in together spontaneously. And it's really just a joy because they love music so much, and there's just a wonderful cohesiveness. And really, there's no age boundary. It's just a loving group, and I'm really enjoying it.
What's so exciting for me is I have actually three vocal clients that I'm working with in this show. My Tanya is my vocal client, and she's my co-star, as well as your fantastic son Hayden, and then the beautiful Shannon David, who plays one of my daughter Sophie's best friends. So she has, they're all in these big featured roles. So, but not only that, we have a mother son in the show, and we've got a father son in the show who are leads. So it's multi-generational, for sure, and close-knit family. So I think that's part of what all the fun is.
Yeah. Diane, how many people in the cast?
It's many. 20. It's a large group.
28 yes. people in the cast. That's yes. a large group.
Yes, yeah. The hardest thing to do is to get everyone's attention at once, which we tried to do, but I think we're all in, and everyone's so enthusiastic and for each other, and I really sense
Can
that.
Can you tell me, Diane, a little bit about the costumes?
They're shiny.
I bet.
And they're tight.
I bet.
And
that's what I was
you
thinking.
Need help getting in and out of them, is what I will tell you.
Spooned in and out
yes,
of them.
And they're not forgiving for the figure. But they are just amazing. In fact, golly, I can't remember her name right now, but we have custom-made Super Trooper costumes that are a sight to behold that I think Assunta and I both want to have when we're finished with
yes,
the show.
Yes, we want them.
And also, there's just kind of a Greek Isle feel for some of the company. It's kind of casual and colorful. It is fun to get in our shiny costumes once we get them on. But it is definitely a sight to behold and fun.
And so it's sort of like I realize that there's that moment, is it when Cher enters or and she's got that costume on and this sort of thing where you're just like, oh, my gosh. And so I had to ask about costumes because
yes.
I know it's a big part
well,
of the
Well, maybe
you
remember the disco era, and it was not known for its...
Subtlety?
No, it is not subtle. And we don't look very subtle on stage, but I think we back it up with a great performance as well.
I can yes. tell. So, Richard, should we go to one quick break, and then let's do a song when we get back. Smitty, what do you want to do next?
I think we're going to feature Diane in this next one, where she seduces me, my character, Bill. It's called Take a Chance on Me.
All right. Don't turn that dial. Back in a minute with the cast of Mamma Mia. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. I'm so pleased to have the cast, or pardon the cast, because I'm finding out it's 28 people of all ages and stripes. Mamma Mia is playing at the Ojai Art Center Theater. Kind of got a scoop on three of the lead performers here today, and so we're celebrating Mamma Mia. And Smitty's going to introduce the next song. So you're getting pounced upon
well,
by Diane.
I'm Bill. I'm in the movie. I was the guy with the boat. In the play, I'm the writer who's the intrepid traveler and has never settled down in his life. And I happened to run into Rosie on a little fishing trip. Mm. And toward the end, I say something like, I'm a writer. I made a decision a long time ago. I walk a lone path.
If you change your mind, I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. I'm gonna be around. If you've got no place to go, if you're feeling down, if you're all alone when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best, and it ain't no lie. If you put me to the test, if you let me try, take a chance on me. Take a chance on me. We could go dancing, we could go walking,
yes.
As long as we're together, listen to some music, maybe just walking, you get to know me better,
get to know me better.
You know I've got so much that I want to do, when I dream I'm alone with you, it's magic. You want me to leave it there, afraid of a love affair, but I think you know that I want you so. If you change your mind, I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone when the pretty birds have flown. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best, and it ain't no lie. If you put me to the test, if you let me try. Take a chance on me, baby.
Take a chance. Fantastic, Richard. You know, we're just so pleased because we're Richard and I get to see Diane was so loud. Our arms were going and she was living the life there. So it's fantastic. And what a fantastic voice. I mean, Diane, when you started to sing, how old were you?
I have been singing for a long time. My dad was actually a jazz musician, Juilliard trained. And I grew up listening to jazz day and night. My first stage was a fireplace, and I have never really stopped. In fact, I have to tell you, whenever I perform, I flash back on those days performing for my dad, and I think of him looking down on me and being pleased. In fact, my dad performed in Ojai during World War II. He was in the Army band and was stationed at the Ojai Valley Inn and performed big band music.
And where did you grow up? Where was he?
I grew up in the L.A. area, and then when my parents retired, they decided to come back to Ojai.
That's fantastic. So let's talk a little bit. So the idea of the show is sort of this intergenerational thing. I wonder, what does your generation teach the younger performers? Do they ever say to you, we never knew, or you've taught us something, blah, blah, blah. Is there something that you're giving the younger performers?
Oh, as an actor?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Especially, I think so many people haven't really been exposed to this kind of dance. And I have to say that as dynamos in any production I've ever seen, we're dancing more than any production ever has been mounted. And so I'm definitely helping a lot of the dancers with their moves and ideas. And then, you know, I'm a vocal coach, so I've been behind the scenes along with Smitty and Julia, who've been so fantastic in this show, to be assisting everybody of, you know, how to really get those parts in their head. It's very difficult. You know, they're really singing. This is a terrific singing chorus.
And I have to mention Anna Catula, who is our third dynamo.
Yes.
Who could not be with us tonight, but she is undaunted by any task. She choreographed and also is starring in the show. And she couldn't be here today, but she is an amazing person.
She took on a singing chorus and really made them dancers. And so it's pretty fabulous, I have to say, the work that's been done in this show. It's very exciting and dynamic.
It's always funny to me, my son who's 30, he's like, we better take it easy, blah, blah, you can't do this. And then I have more energy generally than the 30-year-old. But I don't know why that happens. It's just they kind of don't expect it from anyone 50 or over.
Oh, right. You know, my part especially is just bouncing around everywhere and jumping up and down and leaping. And people say, you're like a 20-year-old out there or a 14-year-old. So I think that we're showing them, you know, there's no end to anything. Mm-hmm. There's just new opportunities.
Oh, that's
I hope
fantastic.
We're role modeling that. That music
absolutely.
Is a lifelong endeavor and that love can be found at any age as well. And I think that's the message of the musical, that it's for all of us and that we still can enjoy these most amazing things, the creative life, which is the best life.
Smitty, what about you? Are there young males in the cast?
They're a different role than you might expect in a musical if you haven't seen this before, because the women play such strong roles.
Yeah.
So the men are sort of supporting members. You know, we're the three dads. It was interesting that it was Father's Day last weekend. And with a surprise ending, we, the three dads are perfect. There's all kinds of families, they tell us. And we learn about the different kinds of families that there are here. And then the other male role is Sky, who is the fiance of young Sophie and all too. So, but it's kind of nice to be able to take a little back seat and see what women have been feeling for these centuries of musicals that were written in a different way.
I guess my question would be, a young man who is interested in musical theater, is there such a young man in the cast?
Oh, you will see boys and men on this stage, you know, proudly dancing, proudly singing out, emoting. And that's a wonderful thing. Boys in our society now need to learn how to perform and emote and not keep everything inside.
Such a worthy thing you said. It's an interesting thing. So, you know, my background in ballet, so what I said to my son, well, I need you to study, you know, the greatest art in the world, and signed him up for ballet. And he said, no, isn't there something like ballet that I can do that would make you happy? And he was like 5 years old. I just don't want to do ballet, Mom. And, you know, that was the era where maybe if he would be seen in tights, it wouldn't be a good idea for him.
That would be beautiful. And you mentioned, I have to mention, I have two sons, and my son Richard, who got a PhD in physics, is now playing trumpet in a reggae band in Santa Cruz. And he couldn't be happier, and neither could I.
That's fantastic. That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. I put my son in fencing, and he ended up being seventh in the country in saber.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, but now he uses the discipline. That's the thing that the arts give us, is they uses the discipline in almost everything he does. So I know he just got this fantastic new job. They asked him, you know, can you fly across the country on the red eye and present to, you know, to interview for this, present two major presentations to the board. And he just said, yeah, I mean, I know what it's like to say shows on, you know, before he competed. He was like, you know, what's that Bob Fosse line? It's
I love Bob Fosse.
Yeah, Bob Fosse.
But line. I think what your point is very well made. I find as a teacher too that the discipline that I give my students, and they will tell me, it goes into the boardroom.
Yeah.
Then they're not afraid of doing anything, and any job interview, you know, any leading of a meeting. That's the critical thing. That's what the arts does.
I think so too. Showtime is what Bob Fosse would say.
Showtime.
Right? So it'd be like, okay, so you get ready for anything and you're just like, you're nervous inside, mm-hmm. but you just put it there and use that energy and say, showtime.
There's nothing more exhilarating than performing.
That's fantastic. Richard, how about if we go to quick break and then Smitty's going to introduce one more song, if that's okay?
Yes.
Let's go to quick break with the cast of Mamma Mia. Thank you, Kathleen, by the way, for turning me on to such wonderful performers. We have with us today, we have Assunta Fleming in the role of Donna. That was the Meryl Streep role in the movie, if you saw the movie. Diane Miller is here. She plays Rosie.
Mm-hmm. Julie Walters.
And she's Julie, yeah. And so Smitty West plays Bill Austin, one of the possible fathers of the bride, etc. And we have also Smitty's keyboard. Smitty's been playing with playing for us the whole evening. Just the idea, June 14th to July 14th, if you've got some, I don't know, interest in the show, and after this show you of course do, why don't you give us a call? Give Ojai Art Center Theater a call. It's 805-640-8797, or you can go to www.ojaiact.org, and the theater itself is small enough that you're going to reach out and touch people, really. It's a great venue. Okay, don't turn that dial. Back in a minute with the cast of Mamma Mia. So I am here with the cast of Mamma Mia, which is at the Ojai Arts Center Theater. And over the break, we were just talking about, where are tickets available? This weekend, by the way, is sold out. So that is fantastic news. But if you're interested, the next 3 weekends from the date of this show are still available. And tickets, I'm understanding, may be purchased on site if you get lucky. And we'll just do another shout out. If you are interested in tickets, you can go to www.ojaiact.org, or you can give a call to 805 1-800-840-8797 and pick up some tickets for not this weekend, but the following two weekends. And Assunta, you wanted to thank some folks.
Yes, I want to thank our wonderful producer, Herb Hemming, for bringing me in from Nashville to take this wonderful opportunity to play this marvelous, multifaceted character, Donna. And also Tracy Williams, who is our illustrious director. She's just done a beautiful, deftly directed job and loving care of this cast. And I love the fact that her daughter-in-law, new daughter-in-law, is not only the costumer, our designer of our magnificent Super Trooper costumes, she's also the lighting designer and doing some fantastic lighting effects. But also Mike Guidano, who has costumed the entire rest of the cast. She will take you, you will feel transported to a Greek island. So you'll feel like you've been on vacation when you come to see this beautiful visual show. And also our dynamic, amazing musical director, Andy Street. We have a live band. So they're right on stage with us. It's a fantastic, experience for the audience. And then Richard Camp, our artistic director, who's actually my colleague alumni. We're both from Rollins College, and so it's wonderful that we would meet up in life like this. So we're really thrilled to work with all these amazing people that we have in Ojai at the Art Center.
Yeah, it's kind of just an amazing thing. I always love covering, and Tracy's been on the show too, I always love covering what you guys are doing because it's just such astounding work. How about Smitty, you introduce the song, and maybe Richard, should we?
How many minutes do we have?
We got 10 minutes, so we can take our time with the song. Smitty, introduce, what would you like to play?
Yes, I am vocal director as well as Bill, and it ends up I sing less than anyone in the entire show in that character. But Nigel Chisholm, who plays Harry, the English stutterer with an authentic English accent, sings this song, and I'll have the girls join me too, so I'll have a chance to sing right now anyway. So this was, we have to thank Bjorn and Benny for all the work they did writing this music, and here's how they fit a thank you into the show. Thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. Mother.
Mother says I was a dancer before I could walk. She says I began to sing long before I could talk.
And I've often wondered, how did it all start? Who found out that nothing could capture a heart like a melody can? Well, whoever it was, I'm a fan. So I say
thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Can't live without it, I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. So I say thank you for the music,
for giving it to me.
Hey, fantastic. That's Richard and I. You're just listening and enjoying the performance here. This is Mamma Mia. We've got the three of the cast here. You heard Assunta Fleming, Diane Miller, and Smitty West on the keyboard. Smitty in the male voice you heard. And Mamma Mia, the run is June 14th to July 14th, but you know, you've got to just jump online if you want tickets, because I'm hearing from Diane that this weekend is sold out. The next three weekends may be also. So you got to jump in there and get your tickets while you can. Try www.ohiact.org or tickets 805-640-8797. One thing I want to ask, and this is a kind of a generic question, but it seems to me that there's been such a resurgence of theatrical events around songs and around performances and around bands that reverberate back into theater and then back into bands again. You know, like you're saying, all of the young people that are attending, they're sitting there, they know ABBA songs, et cetera, although they're, you know, 30 years old, et cetera, those songs are, I mean. So if you look at it, it's, you know, there's Bohemian Rhapsody. There's been Rocket Man. You know, this performance, this show is such a notable show. Movie and stage performance. There's somehow a nostalgia for the songs and the music and the presentations of a certain age. And then they come back and they're made into a theatrical event. Why do you think that is? Why is that happening now?
Well, there's a show called Motown. Actually, one of my friends wrote that.
Exactly.
Exactly. And then Kinky Boots, everything.
Right.
It's popular music, for one thing. They call it ROR, right off the radio. So we even have to learn. All my students have to have them. They have to have music all the way through the ages because it's the thing now. And you really pop music. It's popular. So people love it. And it's not something that's so esoteric, like Kiss Me, Kate is considered another great musical.
Sure.
And I got to play Kate, actually, also in Ojai. But that music, I'm at least, you know, I'm in my legitimate soprano voice. This is my lower range. I don't usually get to sing in for a musical, but it's popular. So people can sing it. And people like to be able to sing music.
Mm-hmm. Well, Smitty, you actually had something to say about that.
That's very, very cogent. I did want, in a little more practical basis, we as boomers are not going away, and we're not going to go away easy, and we're going to have active aging. So, you know, we insist we have something to do. The music from our generation is very, very good. I don't want to compare it to what's going on right now, but the young people get that too. And so it both appeals to the young people and the old people. The one other, on the business side, our new economy is such that most of the wealth is in the kind of baby boomer generation
yeah,
too.
We
so
rule.
The producers, the producers get that. And so there's, it's sustainable, let's put it that way.
But I think, too, we were talking, Smitty, the music of ABBA. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, they're from Europe, so they've got Mozart and they've got Beethoven, they've got Bach within their bodies. It's very interesting, amazingly well-written music.
Mm.
It's catchy. You cannot get it out of your head. My husband, who's the chamber director here in Ojai, he tells me every day, honey, I'm talking to somebody, and while I'm listening to them, your music, the show, is going through my brain. And it, you know, like, I don't want to talk about the things we've gone through. He said, you can't get it out of your head once you hear it. And something about ABBA, they're pretty remarkable, wouldn't you say, Smitty, as a musician?
But you know, Diane, I wanted to know what you thought about it, but every week there's another show or movie that is centered around music of this era.
Yeah.
And I wonder why, because, you know, you have a rock band for 20 years.
Music is about guiding someone through nostalgia. And nostalgia is about your emotions being relived through music. And I think that's what this does. And not just that, a musical can transform us from our everyday lives, from all the trouble, and put us in a different world on a larger scale through a musical. And that's what's magic about Mamma Mia. You will be transformed to another world, experience what they're experiencing, and be transported by music. And I think you will love it.
But it's interesting to go to Assunta's point. The idea of like a Kiss Me, Kate, oh, that's a musical, you know, and everybody's rolling their eyes. Do we really want to go? But what I think people don't understand is Rocket Man and Bohemian Rhapsody, they're musicals. Those are movies that are musicals, and they're musicals by virtue of the fact there's dancing, there's singing, the plot revolves around the spoken dialogue. Like Smitty has a background in opera. It's opera. It's just a different version.
It is. The writer here, and I did want to plug if we hadn't, this was the first time in the West Side of London that the director, producer, and the book, the script were all women. First time in history of
is
London Theater.
Is that right? We have to go. We have to say goodbye. One more shout-out. Tickets, 805-640-8797, www.ohiact.org. The show, it's a stop, hard stop, July 14th. Will there
hard
be
stop.
Hard
yes.
stop? That's it.
You better come.
So you better come get your tickets. This weekend sold out, but we've got next three weekends, perhaps. If you're lucky, you'll get some tickets. And I want to give a thanks to the cast here. I got Diane Miller. Thank you for voice. And my gosh, I can't wait to see it. Smitty, thank you for bringing that in. Can't wait to see you on stage. Assunta Fleming playing the part of Donna. Thank you for coming.